Introducing today's contestants. An MBA student, originally from San Francisco, California, Anshul Ramani. An executive assistant from Santa Barbara, California, Aaron Ballett. And a returning champion, an attorney from San Francisco, California, Kristen Husek, whose one day cash winnings total $2,700. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. All right, folks, forget about the $2,700. The final Jeopardy on yesterday's program was a killer. Nobody got it right. But what are the odds? We select two challengers from the player pool at random. They both wind up on the program, and both their first names start with double A. Never gonna happen. Never gonna happen. All right, let's go to work. First round of Jeopardy coming up for the three of you, featuring these categories. Take a look. City nicknames. Good subject. Next. Two-letter words. Sounds easy. Around the house. Actors and their roles. That's popular. American history. And I have no idea what this is all about. LV. Kristen, start.
Two-letter words. 200.
This abbreviated word is sometimes found before art and after photo. Kristen.
What is op?
Op. That's it.
Two-letter words, 400.
According to the Chinese calendar, 2021 will be the year of this animal. Kristen.
What is the ox?
Good.
Two-letter words, 600.
Take a look, players. It's the name of the game being played here. Anshul.
What is go?
Good.
Two-letter words, 800.
In the title of a Eugene O'Neill play, it precedes wilderness. Kristen.
What is O?
No. Aaron or Anshul? What is ah? Ah, wilderness. Anshul.
City nicknames, 200.
Moscow has been called the 4040s, referring to the estimated 1,600 of these, many with golden domes. Aaron.
What are churches?
Yes.
City nicknames for 400.
Hyderabad, India, is known as the city of these marine gemstones. Anshul.
What is opal?
No. Aaron.
What is turquoise?
No. What are pearls? Marine. Aaron, back to you.
City nicknames for 600.
The resilient Porto, Portugal, is called the Cidade Invicta, or this city. Aaron?
The invincible city?
Remember your phrasing.
Oh, what is invincible city?
Thank you.
City nicknames for 800?
As heard at the start of the song Molly Malone, Fair City is a nickname for this world capital. Kristen?
What is Dublin?
Good.
City nicknames, 1,000.
The nickname the Tiger City for this four-letter capital may date back to a poem by Bjørn Bjørnson. Kristen.
What is Oslo?
You are right.
Two-letter words, 1,000.
Scrabble players know this two-letter word is a type of three-toed sloth found in Brazil. Anshul?
What is chi?
No. Correct response, what is the I? A-I. Kristen, go.
Around the house, 200.
Acquired by Amazon in 2018, this video doorbell brand lets you see who's at your front door. Aaron.
What is Ring?
Good.
Around the house for 400.
Perhaps you have this type of old-fashioned desk that's pretty handy, but doesn't take dictation. Kristen.
What is secretary?
Yes.
Around the house, 600.
A bathroom with two sinks situated between two bedrooms is named for this nursery rhyme pair. Kristen?
What is Jack and Jill?
Correct.
Around the house, 800.
A little birdie told us it's the cozy name for the stackable tables seen here. Aaron?
What are nesting tables?
Yes.
Around the house for 1,000?
This device with a Japanese name on which you can stream Hulu, Apple TV, and more was first launched in 2008. Kristen?
What is Roku?
Roku is correct, and with that, you add to your lead, and you take us into our first commercial break. We'll pause. We'll come back. Anshul Ramani is a big Jeopardy fan, and her friends know that, so they did something special for you.
Yes, they threw me a surprise birthday party this year, where actually the main activity was Anshul-themed Jeopardy, so all of the categories were all about me.
And did you get to play?
Yes, I got to play. It was me versus everyone else, and I won.
And you beat everybody?
Yes.
Good for you, young lady.
I did have an advantage.
Aaron Ballett,
executive assistant who collects tattoos of national flowers of countries and states he's been to.
Yes.
How many countries? How many?
Oh, I haven't gotten that many. So no. I only have 4 right now.
Oh, all right. You're just starting.
Yes.
Okay, good. Kristen Husick is our champion. A member once of a pizza book club. Not a pizza club, a pizza book club.
That's right.
Somehow that doesn't sound like it's much fun.
Well, you read a book and then we would order pizza from a different pizza place and then we'd kind of rank them against each other.
Oh, so you did get to eat pizzas.
Yes, we did.
Because it's no fun just reading about them.
No, and I have to say the pizza normally won.
Okay. You're in command of the board right now, young lady. Make a selection.
I'll try LV for 200.
Life springs eternal on a gaudy neon street, sang Sheryl Crow on the song Leaving This Place. Aaron.
What is Las Vegas?
Oh, that's what the LV is about.
LV for 400.
The L that precedes this V can be legislative, liberum, or even line item. Kristen.
What is veto?
Yes.
LV 600.
This Frenchman was the trunk maker for the Empress Eugenie, wife of Napoleon III. His name is now a luxury brand. Anshul.
Who is Louis Vuitton?
Yep.
LV 800.
Here's Jimmy.
The portion of the spine responsible for supporting most of the weight of the upper body while allowing for movement is this largest vertebrae group, designated L1 through L5.
Aaron.
What is the lumbar?
Lumbar vertebrae, yes.
LV for 1,000?
Its internet country code is .LV. Anshul.
What is Latvia?
Latvia. You're on the plus side now with 800.
American history for 200?
At the very first Continental Congress, all the original colonies were represented except for this southernmost one. Aaron.
What is Georgia?
Yes.
American history for 4?
In 2000, California declared the March 31st birthday of this Latino labor leader a state holiday. Aaron?
Cesar Chavez? Who's Cesar Chavez?
Yes.
American history for 600, please.
You've just found the first daily double. And you are $1,000 off the lead.
Let's do 1,500, please.
All right. The oldest continuously settled city in America. It was named for the Bishop of Hippo. Aaron.
What is St. Augustine?
Yes, yes, and you got it in time. Good for you. You're in the lead.
American history for 800, please.
Lyndon Johnson's 1965 State of the Union address renewed the war on poverty by promoting a great this. Aaron.
What is society?
Yes.
American history for 1,000, please.
In the 1850s, this state was bleeding as pro- and anti-slavery forces met up in a preview of the Civil War. Kristen.
What is Kansas?
You picked the right state.
Actors in the roles, 200.
Sully Sullenberger and Walt Disney. Kristen.
Who is Tom Hanks?
He's the actor.
Actors, 400.
Arnie Grape and Jay Gatsby. Anshul.
Who is Leonardo DiCaprio?
Correct.
600.
Fantine and Jane Austen. Anshul.
Who is Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
800.
Groundskeeper Carl Spackler and Franklin D. Roosevelt. That would be Bill Murray. And now the $1,000 clue. Captain Hector Barbosa and the Marquis de Sade. And the actor is Jeffrey Rush. All right, Anshul, happy to see you on the plus side. You're going to go first, though, in Double Jeopardy, which gets underway right after this break. So happy to see that Anshul got herself out of the red at the end of that first round of play. She probably did it because of the first category in Double Jeopardy. She began to feel the power. Next, we have Poets and Poetry, Orders of Magnitude. In the next category, we'll tell you what happened. You tell us the English monarch when that happened. And then, I'm just the go-between. You have to give us, in your response, a phrase with go between two other words. And finally, LV or LVI. Anshul?
Go between for 400.
In this adjective for a carefree person, go is between synonyms for glad and fortunate. Aaron.
What is happy-go-lucky?
That's it.
Let's go with feel the power for 400.
In 2015, the Mylar type of these were the cause of about a third of the power outages in Los Angeles. Kristen?
What are balloons?
Balloons, yes.
Feel the power 800.
A blackout is a complete loss of power. This is a partial reduction in power. Kristen?
What is brownout?
Brownout, you're right.
Feel the power 1200.
One of the best electrical insulators is simply this complete absence of materials. Aaron?
What is air?
Nope. Kristen or Anshul? What is a vacuum? Complete absence. Kristen?
Feel the power 1600.
California's Ivanpah plant focuses solar rays to heat tanks of water, spinning turbines with this 19th century type of power. Aaron?
What is hydroelectric? Or what is hydro?
Nope. Anshul or Kristen? What is steam power? Back to you, Kristen.
Feel the power 2000.
The metal cage named for this 19th century English physicist can shield a device from outside electrical fields. Aaron?
What's a Faraday cage?
Correct.
Orders of magnitude for 4?
This traditionally yellow large vehicle is going green, with orders like 50 electric ones from Daimler by the state of Virginia. Kristen?
What are taxis?
No. Anshul?
What are school buses?
School buses, yes.
Orders of magnitude 800?
For the 4th of July in the year 2012, an order was placed to deliver 30,000 12-inch these to Americans serving overseas. Aaron?
What are apple pies?
Nope. Oh, Kristen, I was hoping you'd ring in. We're talking about pizzas here. talking about pizzas. Anshul, go again.
Go between for 800.
Star Trek The Next Generation degendered the famed opening, changing man to one in this line. Aaron.
What is where no one has gone before?
Nope. You had to have the go in there, and the line is to boldly go where no man or no one has gone before. Back to Anshul. She maintains control.
Go between for 1200.
Three-word phrase, meaning please stop talking in your present vein, as I do not wish to think about that. In other words, don't go there. Anshul?
Monarch for 400.
Ah, all right. The first Sputnik was launched. Aaron.
Who's Elizabeth II?
That's right.
Let's go with LV for 400.
Grammy-winning merengue singer Elvis Crespo grew up near San Juan Bay on this island. Kristen.
What is Puerto Rico?
You got it.
LV 800.
This rocker's backing band on 1977's My Aim Is True included members of the News of Huey Lewis fame. That would be Elvis Costello. Kristen.
I'm just the go-between 1600.
The town where you grew up won't be the way you remember it, as we learn from this 1940 novel title. Kristen?
What is You Can Never Go Back?
No. Aaron or Anshul? You're close. You're on the right track. You can't go home again. Back to you, Kristen.
I'm just go-between 2000.
This patriotic phrase means Ireland forever. Kristen?
What is Aaron Go Bra?
Good.
LV 1200.
Film critic and public radio host Elvis Mitchell had his own interview show, Under the Influence, on TCM, this channel. Kristen?
What is Turner Classic Movies?
Right.
LV 1600.
High school teammates Desmond Howard and Elvis Gerback fled north from Ohio to play football for this rival university. Aaron?
What is the University of Michigan?
That's it.
LV for 2000.
Elvis Stoiko won his first Olympic medal, a silver in men's figure skating, at the 1994 Winter Games in this Norwegian city. Kristen.
What is Lillehammer?
Lillehammer, right.
English monarch when 800.
When the charge of the Light Brigade happened at the Battle of Balaclava. The monarch was Queen Victoria. Kristen.
Orders of magnitude 1200.
He discovered good wine as minister to France and, back in America, ordered 10 cases for himself and 30 for George Washington. Anshul.
Who is Jefferson?
Yes, he's the one.
Orders of magnitude 1600.
Answer there. Daily double. And you have your first opportunity to move into second place, I believe.
I'll go with 1400.
1400 it is. Emerging from famine, this country opened up to the United States in 1972, and its first deal was to buy 13 American fertilizer factories.
What is Ireland?
Oh, you're in the wrong part of the world. What is China? China. So you did right. You didn't lose too much. Go again.
Monarch, 1,200.
Answer there. The other barely double.
I go 1,000.
1,000 this time? All right. Who was the English monarch when Napoleon became Emperor of France?
Who is Victoria?
Oh, no. Who was George III? George III. Less than a minute now. Pick again.
Poets, 400.
In the 19th century, Mary Sawyer claimed she was the inspiration for this nursery rhyme. Anshul.
What is Mary Had a Little Lamb?
Good.
800 poets.
This president asked Robert Frost to read The Gift outright at his inauguration, but with the last line changed. President John F. Kennedy. Anshul.
Poets, 1,200.
This patriotic Oliver Wendell Holmes poem warns, "The harpies of the shore shall pluck the eagle of the sea." Writing about old Ironsides. Anshul, go again.
Orders of magnitude, 2,000.
In 2019, the Defense Department placed the largest order in its history, $34 billion, to this two-named company for a batch of F-35 fighter planes. Kristen.
What is Northrop Grumman?
Nope. Aaron or Anshul? What is Lockheed Martin? Back to you, Anshul.
Monarch, 1600.
Monarch, when Magellan's fleet began its circumnavigation voyage. Anshul.
Who is Elizabeth?
No. Darn. Aaron or Kristen? Who is Henry VIII? Picking. Oh, darn. Anshul, you wound up in the red, and you're going to finish in third place, and that means you go home with $1,000. It wasn't working out for you, unfortunately. But we have Aaron and Kristen going into final and dealing with this subject. 20th century American music. Good subject. Clue coming up.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
In a Geico commercial, the gecko opens a music box, and up comes one of these dancers. What is a ballerina? Happy Geico-ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Tough, low-scoring game, but the final deals with 20th century American music. And players, here is your clue to add to what you've earned so far. The composer of this 1944 ballet piece said it concerned a pioneer celebration around a newly built farmhouse in the hills. 30 seconds, good luck. You're talking about this kind of subject in American music, you have to think of Aaron Copland. I hope you guys did. We come to you first. Aaron, did you come up with a correct response? What did you write down? You were unable to do anything. And it'll cost you how much? 5,000. That drops you to 300. Be wild if you won with 300. Kristen, over to you now. You had 8,000 and you wrote down Rodeo. You were thinking of the right composer but the wrong work. Appalachian Spring is the correct response. What did you lose? 2,700. That means you remain Jeopardy champion. You pick up 5,300 today, and you have an impressive two-day total of $8,000. Kristen, I want you to go home this weekend. I want you to relax and come back on Monday with a big game. Okay? Enjoy the weekend. Be safe out there, folks. Salam.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
The best in so many ways. Which cage-free eggs taste more delicious with better nutrition, too? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Introducing Asper Cream with essential oil. Now calming lavender oil is combined with fast, lasting pain relief. Asper Cream works.
Slotomania makes every day fantastic. You never know what will today spin. Download Slotomania now, the number one free slot game, and find out what will today spin.
Thank you. A test of faith in courts, how a church plans to worship in person in D.C., while a legal battle over COVID rules rages on. Plus, good news for football. Governor Hogan clears the way for fans to return to the stands. The pandemic precautions, new at 11.